Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bodyweight Calisthenics and Bodybuilding Podcast. Today, I want to talk about supplementation. Trial and error is the key. So supplementation, we all started with supplementation, getting into training. And supplementation has been out like since I was a teenager, of course. And once I became a young adult around good, I would say over 19 years old, I started venturing into the supplementation, you know, when it came to protein powders, creatine. You had your amino acids out. It was more of EAAs at the time. And you always read up on these things as you're young, you know, because back in my time, you know, it was about trial and error. You know, it was really just like personal trainers everywhere back around that time in the gyms. And there was no coaches, there was no gurus, all this bro science thing that you would call it today, like so much, and the experts, everything, none of that stuff was around. No one even knew really about nutrition. Everyone was just learning, you know. And around the time creatine was out, you know, you take the creatine, you take the I was really big into RTDs at the time, because when it came to protein powders, you had to shake them up and everything. Some of them wouldn't come out as smooth as some do today. But, you know, everything back then was a learning experience. But I think that a lot of the supplements even back then work a lot more than the supplements now. We'll get into that later on down the line in this episode here. But you learn how your body reacts to what you take. And like I said, around that time when I was younger, it was just the protein and creatine and the amino acids of what you read about in the muscle magazine. I was really big in the muscle magazines because it's pretty much all you had back then. You know, I read the muscle mags, the flex magazines, the Ironmans, those, and muscular development. You know, those were like the early magazines back then. And then later on in the early 2000s and late 2000s, you had Fitness RX, you had Men's Fitness. Well, Muscle and Fitness has been out for a long time. Muscle and Fitness was another magazine that I really got into back in the day. And then Muscle and Fitness started moving into in the 2010s, more into fitness as a whole. And what I mean by that, it was all just bodybuilding back in the day. But now, Muscle and Fitness was all about, you know, they had aerobic exercises in there. They had calisthenics in there, you know, body weight training, crossfitting, all this stuff. You know, they went into fitness in depth because they had to keep up, of course, keep up with the times when it came to the fitness genre. And as early 2000s, that's when I really, early 2000, around 2003, and beyond is when I really started getting more into the supplement game, because more supplements were coming out. You know, I was really still big into the creatine, got more protein powders, big protein powder person. Like I said, trial and error. I was a big Muscle Tech fan. I still am today with Muscle Tech. And Muscle Tech was it was pretty much the biggest supplement company, giant, that was out at the time. And, you know, you had other supplement giants. You had Twin Lab out there, trying to think of some others. And it was, those were like the supplement giants out at the time. But Muscle Tech was like the leading supplement brand. And I was really big in the Muscle Tech products, a lot of really good results. I was big on the Celltech, because that's pretty much the only creatine they had at the time. I was really big on Thermogain, old supplement back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s is when they kind of, even into the late 2000s as well, like there were still some thermal gains floating around because MuscleTech pretty much discontinued the product. And some supplement companies, distributors, still had the product in their warehouses. And distributors is another thing I'll get into also, which is another great thing about supplementation is the distributors, you know, the supplement brands. And hydroxycutter I never got into, just a bunch of caffeine in that. And I talk about that also. This is going to be a deep episode for sure. Supplementation. Early 2000s, also big into test boosters. I know that a lot of people, even to this day now, say that test boosters really don't do much, but I'm a big believer that test boosters work. Like I said, it's all about trial and error. Like right now, it's like it's anabolic warfare, man. Everywhere you turn, you know, anabolics is at the top of the list with pretty much everything. In the fitness world, is crazy, out of control. You know, it's almost like Armageddon, if you will. And there was always a new product out when it came to supplementation. The muscle magazines will always let you know what new supplement was on the market. And I was big into reading labels. You know, back then you was really worried. You looked at the quality of the product, and you also wanted the quantity as well. You know, some supplements will have a lot of quality, but a low amount of quantity to it. And the quality and quantity, 50-50 is a really great deal, you know, and definitely if it works. Now, even today, and even in the late 2000s, you know, because you would have, even in early 2000s, bodybuilding.com, largest supplement distributor out there, biggest. Even today now, bodybuilding.com, I would say, is still in the game. It definitely still is. I don't order there anymore, but it's definitely still in the game. And you had bodybuilding.com, you had Majestic Nutrition that was out for a little bit, and then they went under. Fitness First USA was out. I think they're still around. It's been a long time. I think the other one was Eye Supplements. Could be wrong on that. Eye Supplements. I think I ordered from them one time, but I was really big into bodybuilding.com and the Fitness First USA. And Fitness First USA really catered to service members, military, and that was really good too. So at that time, it was really good for me, and they really catered. That was really great, you know, get a discount for that. It was really great. And they were really overseas friendly, which was really good too. Bodybuilding.com was also, and Bodybuilding.com was the fastest when it came to shipping, but that was later on. You know, they had to get ahead of the other supplement distributors out there as the fastest shipping, and they really stuck to that and delivered. And was doing bodybuilding.com for a long time. And, you know, back to MuscleTech, you know, Mass Gainer, you know, Mass Tech, great supplement. I haven't touched a mass gainer in years, long time. Not sure if I would, because me and the protein powders, I just really don't get into them today. The market of protein powders is through the roof. And back then, a lot of the protein powders worked. And when it came to, for me as an ectomorph at the time, still am today, with that build, you know, you could say that I have some muscle size, of course, you know, in my calisthenic training. A lot has changed since then, since back in that time. But, you definitely gained the weight from just training. And the supplementation definitely was a big bonus with that, because sometimes you wouldn't always get your meals in. So that's where the protein powders came into play. And like I said, MaxTech was a big one. I took NitroTech nighttime, you know, for the nighttime building. Like, everything was trial and error. And the other thing is, when it comes to supplements, for everyone listening around the world, like wherever you're listening from, it takes time. And I mean, like, sometimes supplements will work within a week, and sometimes you'll see results less than that. But when you're doing a new supplement, you're doing trial and error. You have to give every supplement time to work. It's the same way as with training. You have to give time for the exercises to work and see how your body's reacting to it. So, MuscleTech, as I say again, big one in that. Even in the mid 2000s, another animal was another big one that I was into. You know, Animal Pack was the first one around, and then Animal Stack. Then they came out with Animal Stack 2, because and that was really great. But then, you know, every supplement has its ingredients in it that has to get taken away, because the FDA will jump in, and it may be a certain type of ingredient in there that's too good to be true, is working really great, fast results and stuff like that, and they have to change the ingredients around. So that's when Animal Stack 2 came out, and that was really good. But now it's just back to Animal Stack these days, and I haven't taken an animal supplement long time. It's been a really long time. I'll get into my supplement stack as well, but these are like the supplement stacks that I was doing back then. A lot of MuscleTech really didn't have a test booster at that time. They didn't really have one. I was really big into Nutrex also. Nutrex was another good one that I was into. Vitrix was their, you know, top test booster. And Vitrix was really good. This is all circa, you know, early 2000s around this time. And I'm still in that decade right now, talking about supplementation. This is like in the early days. About 20 years ago. And that was a really good one. And that was another one that I had by Nutrex also. I can't remember. Vitargo was a good creatine supplement they had. You know, that's what I mean. You trial and error, you got to be the guinea pig. You still had to be the guinea pig to this day when it comes to supplementation. And Vitrix is another one. Took Carbo Plus, I believe, from Twin Lab back in the day. You know, Amino Fuel, just, you know, so many different supplements out at the time. And you just, you know, you jump around. Another thing about supplementation, you know, price. You know, whatever you can afford at the time that you know is going to work, that you know helps you out, that's what you want to gravitate to. You know, you never want to spend over in the means, you know, and you stock up on supplementation. You know, back then training was crazy back then. You know, you always had to stay on top of everything, you know. When I was taking animal, you know, like I said, it was Animal Pack and Animal Stack. Tried M Stack, you know, then gave up M Stack. Animal Stack worked a little better for me. And then Animal Amino, you know, was another good one for me. It took time to work, but over time, you had to see how things work. And Animal Amino was okay. I wouldn't say it was the greatest when it came to amino supplementation. Other amino acid products was a little bit better than that one. And the other thing that when I go buy supplements today, when you read the comments on a certain product, a lot of people have to understand that if something doesn't work for them, a lot of people will trash a supplement straight out the gate. They will just like say, oh, you know, this thing is crap, you know, don't waste your money and all this stuff like that. And I'm like, you're doing a disservice for someone where the supplement could work for them. And what I'm seeing right now, this was years ago, and it still does go on today, but what I'm seeing a little bit more often now is that when people see a supplement and it doesn't work for them, they say, you know, oh, you know, it didn't work for me, but, you know, everyone's different. And I was like, man, that right there is what you want to say. That right there is like, hey, you know, it didn't work for me, but hey, everyone's different. It may work for you. That's what needs to happen more often, because if something didn't work for you, then it says, oh, this thing is crap. I'm like, well, there's a lot of things that go into that. Here's a quick story, right? I was in the GNC one day. This is back in 2015. You know, early 2015, late 2014 into early 2015. This was like at the end of the year. Actually, it was in the beginning of the year of 2015. Wintertime, I was in the GNC and I was looking around. I was like, all right, let me go in there, because it was right there where I was at the time. And I went in there and looked at, you know, went to the test booth to see what they got, what kind of deals they had. They had some deals going on there, which was good. And my supplement, go-to supplement at the time, and, you know, of course, I was a Muscle Tech. And Test HD was out, which was really good. Really good test booster. Worked really well for me. And this guy came in. It was just me in there at the time, but then this other guy came in. He was looking around. And then I was over there looking at the test boosters, and he walks up next to me. He was like, you take test boosters? I was like, yeah, you know, take test boosters. He's like, oh, test boosters don't do shit. He was like, test boosters are a waste of money and this and that. And then he kind of just walked off, and I said, oh, okay, you know, didn't think nothing of it. You know, I kind of just took it as it is, and I was like, all right, let me continue shopping for what I'm looking for. You know, so I get Test HD. They had two for a certain, they had, believe buy one, get the other one half off. They had a deal for it, and I got two of them. And then I went over to the, you know, the mask gainers, because I seen Mass Tech there, and then I seen one from, if Concrete, if I'm not mistaken, they had a mass gainer too. And I look at a lot of different mass gainers, because when I look at a protein supplement, I look at how many calories in it. I don't pay attention to protein. Like me and this, like so many people out there with this protein crap. Protein's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good, and I'm not, you know, I'm not hating on it, like everyone's all into this protein thing. But I said, for me, for someone who's trying to keep my calories up, someone that competes, you know, I pay attention to how many calories are in something. And then I also look at how many carbs is in it, and how many sugars. You know, I said it can have protein. Every protein supplement is going to have protein in it, regardless of what's going on. So I don't pay attention to that. And then one of the biggest things I look at is how many servings are in it, quality, and then, you know, quantity. I'm sorry, I look at the quantity of supplement. How much are you getting out of it with each serving? And we know that mass gainers, you get only so many servings out of it, because you had to, of course, get as many scoops in there, 3 to 4 scoops of the product. And I get two of those. And then the guy comes back up, right? And he was like, what do you think about fat burners? And all of a sudden I was like, what just happened here? I said, this guy was just trashing test boosters, but then he comes back up and asks me about fat burners. He was like, I was like, yeah, I take fat burner. I take, I actually forgot the supplement I was actually taking at the time when it came to fat burners. And it wasn't a Muscle Tech product. I cannot think of what it is. But I want to say that it was the GNC Rip Pack. It was the Amp series. The GNC Rip Pack was definitely something that a supplement that I live by. It works really good. It burns, you know, you burn fat, you get the water out of your body, get you really lean. And I said, yeah, I'll take that. And he started asking me, he's like, what's the best one? What do you recommend? And this and that. I said, well, what I told him straight up, and I'm one of those guys that'll tell you cut and dry, black and white. I said, it's not up to me to give you that answer because I said, I don't know your body. You know, this is up to you. I said, you got to, like, everything is trial and error. You had to find out what works. If you take one fat burner, it doesn't work, and you give it a little bit of time, then you try something different. And you have to find out what works and what doesn't. And I just told him that straight up because I said, I'm not going to, if I don't know your body and I can't really recommend like what fat burner to get. You know, I said, you can try that one. I did recommend, say, hey, you can try the Rip Pack, the Amp series. You know, I said, it burns fat and gets the water out of your body. And he was like, oh, you know, thanks a lot. You know, thanks for the tips. And I kind of just left it at that because I said, I'm not one of those people that just going to give you some type of false hope. It's not going down like that, you know, and make it sound like I know what I'm talking about and all this other crap. You know, that's one thing that I'm totally against, that I don't live by is telling somebody false shit, being a fraud. You know, what definitely what you see a lot in the fitness game today is people that just don't know what they're talking about. They're still trying to figure it out. They make it look like they know what they're talking about, all this other yin yang. So after that, paid for my stuff and left. And later on down the line, more supplementation. That's when I started cutting back on the weight gainers. You know, I was getting ready for a show. And the supplement game still was big in the Muscle Tech, but then, you know, it started changing, you know, Muscle Tech started changing this brand around. Reinventing the brand. You know, they started doing all that. They came out with the Elite Series, the Elite Series at first, and they came out with the Platinum Series, and you know, I tried a couple of them, and really the Muscle Tech products at the time was really more made for the fitness enthusiast instead of a bodybuilder. And, you know, I had nothing against that. I said, you know, they're rebranding, and that's something that needed to happen with a lot of different companies. You know, I even tried Gaspari's Size On creatine supplement. That's before they started adding protein in it. And then a lot of companies also started adding protein to the creatine supplements, which I really wasn't big into because I was one of those guys that just started warding off like protein shakes. And if I could find an RTD ready to drink, I definitely invested in that. You know, the one protein supplement that I invest in today is Ensure Plus, to be exact. You know, of course, and the original Ensure, you know, it didn't have much sugar in it, and it tasted awful. It tasted, you know, you just got to gulp that thing down. And it's the same way with the Ensure Plus has a little bit more sugar in it, so it gives it a little more taste. And it's a really great protein supplement that works well for me. You know, it has the calories in it I'm looking for. Like I said, I really don't pay attention to too many, you know, how many grams of protein is in it. It's got a good amount of grams of protein in it, but I'm really about the calorie intake, you know, calorie intake, how many carbs is in it. I still look at the sugars because, you know, you don't want something that has a whole bunch of sugar in it, but this has a good amount of sugars in it, which is really good, and it works really well. The supplement stack today, Ensure, is on the list. When it comes to test boosters, it's kind of just, It's like jumpy around. So when it comes to test boosters, I definitely was in TX-180 Ignite and TX-180 Alpha, both version 2. They had the original, and then they came out with the version 2 about a year ago. Last year, they came out with version 2. which works really great. Like, it's better than the original formula. It just has a few more ingredients in it that the original version didn't have. Another one is M-Drive, testosterone and fat burner. And that one works really well. That one will get you really lean. It will get you really lean. It's not made to, you know, get you like to build, you know, size, really. It's really to get you lean and have a really aesthetic look. That's what I like that one for. I really like to get test boosters with a fat burner in it, because you can really at you know, at 41 right now, it's like, you know, that time for like trying to, you know, be big. And you know, you still can, you know, you're pretty much fighting to hold on to your muscle today to maintain what you got. You know, you can still put on some size. Don't get me wrong, you can still put on some muscle, but like right now you're putting on slowly, but you're trying to maintain with the size that you got. And that's really what it's about, is maintaining the size, longevity in the game. And also Fat Burner is a lean mode from Jesus. I can't even think of the name of the brand that I get that from. But that one's really good. They got the original formula, and then they got one with a probiotic mixed into it. I like the one with the probiotic to help keep the you know digestive tract regulated. Really good. Fiber. I'm big into fiber. When you get lean enough, I'm big into the apple cider vinegar. When you get much leaner, then switch off to the cider vinegar. And when you're not getting ready for anything, or when you're taking a, you know, you're off prep, if you will, because I don't really believe in the off season on the prep. But when you do get on prep and you get lean enough, that's when I switch over to the apple cider vinegar, and then, you know, stave off on the fiber, because of course you need a lot of water when you do the fiber. I mean, you need water, of course, when you're doing your supplementation. Magnesium, zinc, you know, those, used to take the B vitamins, kind of don't take too many of them today. I'm really just big into the magnesium, zinc. That's been a mainstay with me and my diet for many, many years. Aminos. I got EAAs and BCAAs. That varies when it comes to what brand you get, you know, whatever brand you get at the time. I'm really big into aminos that don't make you hold water very much. They're not a amino acid that's made for hydration. I don't really get those unless I'm not getting ready for a show. If I'm not competing at that time, then I will get a amino acid that will hydrate you. But around, you know, getting ready, whatever time of the year, even if it's just to get a little lean, I still will take an amino that keep you hydrated. But, you know, getting ready, take an amino that really doesn't hydrate you very much. And one of those amino acids that I take is a BCAA from MuscleTech, which is Amino Build. Amino Build is a amino supplement that does not make you hold water very much, as Ultimate Aminos and Critical Aminos is another one that I'll pick up, you know, get that from the vitamin shop once in a while if they have like a good deal there, or, you know, pick that up. Those aminos hydrate you. They do make you hold water, probably not as much, but that's when, I mean, trial and error comes into play on what, you know, supplementation you would, you know, what supplement you would get at the time that'll help you whatever your fitness needs are, you know, the journey, you know, the quest you're on, if you will. And creatine creator from Muscle Tech. Been doing Creator for years. Muscle Tech did have a Cell Tech out that built muscle and kept you lean. And I'm talking about this supplement here. I'm talking about lived up to the hype. It really, and I just saw it one day. I was, you know, I saw it on, and I do get my supplementation from Amazon on occasion. But if I'm at a store that sells, you know, the aminos or, you know, the creatine that you're, you know, or whatever supplement you're looking for at the time, I will pick it up because it's right there. It's at your convenience. You know, Amazon will get here a few days, and then you compare prices, and they got just about a lot of different supplements there. Of course, if the place that you go that you shop at don't have it, then, you know, Amazon's the next place to go. I don't really, like I said, I really don't shop at bodybuilding.com because bodybuilding.com does not really have what you're looking for there. And I just lost track of thought there. Another a Vita pack that I do besides the Amped Rip Pack from GNC is MyoVite. MyoVite, a good multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement that's been out for years, and I really like MyoVite. I used to take VitaStack from Allmax, but that was pretty good. That one works really, really good too, but I do like MyoVite a little bit better, and MyoVite's pretty good. Works well for me. Not saying that VitaStack doesn't work. VitaStack works pretty well, like I was saying, but MyoVite just is a step up. And yeah, you know, that's pretty much like the supplementation. I don't think I'm leaving out anything, you know, regular supplements, not a fan of the anabolic you know, the anabolic island, which everyone has pretty much went to the dark side, sold their soul, you know, to get ahead or, you know, to be accepted. Not a fan of that. Pretty much against it with a passion. You know, but as they all say, each to their own, you know, whatever you want to do in your fitness, you know, I'm just not a fan of it. A lot of people lie about stuff, not being open about it, that they take this or, you know, even if it's anabolics, you know, these young guys out here today is like on these cycles and stuff. I think it's just sad. It's really just sad. It's ridiculous. And it's really bad, you know. Definitely will, I would say, get into diet on another episode, make the supplementation and the diet, you know, a different episode from each other. But I did say that I was going to make an episode on supplementation, and this is it right here. I definitely, took a little time to jump into it, and, man, just losing track of thought here. Just trying to make sure I'm not forgetting, like leaving anything out. When it comes to, you know, so, oh, you know what? Actually, joint supplement is Biflex. I do take Biflex only when needed. And I tell you, like years ago, when I was approaching my 40s, you know, my knees, my left knee would be bothering me. I would have like, a, you know, elbow, just your joints, in general, would you would definitely feel like, or you feel the body like approaching that 40-year-old mark. And, you know, like I said, 41 now, I'm pretty good. You know, you had to do a lot of different exercises, rehabilitating exercises, if you will, and get on the joint supplement, and you have to constantly be on it and, like, you know, give things time. And turmeric is another one that I take. Turmeric supplement, really good, helps the inflammation. That really helped out a lot or two along the way. So those two supplements together is really good when it comes to joint supplementation. Even with Animal Flex, because Animal had they have their joint supplement, which actually is really good. I like Amino Flex. Amino Flex is really good. But this is like I said again, this is late 2000s. You know, late 2000s, early 2010s, you know, they had these supplements out. And, Animal Flex is a good one. I haven't tried Animal Pack today. Excuse me. Or, excuse me. Or Animal Stack. I haven't tried any new formulas. I know Animal Pack has a new formula out. And I definitely may try it out. See how it is. A lot more ingredients in it. And it looks like it'll be pretty good. It's definitely, the way that I see it now, it's definitely made for a person that's like a cross trainer. You know, an athlete, like a fitness athlete, because there's different type of training styles, as we all know, but there's people out there that's really on this athletic, you know, training style, just trying to be just athletic all around. And Animal Stack looks like a really good one. Animal Stack looks like, it's a new formula also. Like, Animal is another one of those brands that rebranded as well. And definitely looking to maybe try those out. Maybe near the end of the year, I don't know. I did miss one out. Another stack that from Muscle Tech. Alpha Test and Clear Muscle is what I'm currently on right now as well. And I'm really into the, like I said, at 41 right now, I'm not really looking to try to, you know, put on like crazy size. It's really just, like I said, maintaining and just like just having that longevity, that lean look. You know, you definitely want to be lean. Everyone's different. So, I mean, my whole thing is about being lean muscle. Having that aesthetic look, symmetrical. I'm really like pushing to have that, you know, that Egyptian god look, you know, and that's, you know, that's what, you know, would like to achieve, and just maintain that look, you know, nothing crazy. But it's Alpha Test, Clear Muscle, M Drive. TX180 Ignite, TX180 Alpha 2, TX180 Alpha Ignite version 2, and TX180 Alpha version 2. Lean mode, you know, I'm had to re-up on that. And another thing, when it comes to fat burners, I'm really big into getting fat burners with little to no caffeine in it. Absolutely no caffeine. If there's no caffeine, I'm like all over it. And lean mode, definitely lean mode, and the Rip Pack, GNC Rip Pack, is like the two fat burners that I would do. Like, lean mode is really for fat burning while the GNC rip pack is for fat burning also, but it's also to regulate water retention, you know, and that one, you get what you pay for. Let me add also with supplementation today, you get what you pay for. So like the GNC rip pack, it's a good $80. But you get a month's supply out of it, and it's something that you don't have to take every day. I definitely would recommend taking something like that if you're trying to get lean. If you're getting ready for a comp, you know, it doesn't have to actually be bodybuilding or getting on stage. It could be like, you know, a different type of sport, something like that. If it requires that type of look, just to be lean, a little bit lighter, I would definitely recommend that supplement for just about anyone. You know, it does have the red pill in there if you were big on the caffeine, but I always take the red pill out. But they did have a version of the GNC rip pack without the red pill, which was really good. But you know, the market is going to cater to what the people want and really what's trendy to the people. So there's a lot of fat burning supplements with a load of caffeine in them. And I'm not big on that, you know. So I'm really big into, as I said before, a fat burner with no caffeine. I mean, it could have, you'll find like a fat burner, of course, like M-Drive, has something like 5 grams of, you know, 5 milligrams of caffeine in it. You know, something like that. I said, okay, I can do that. And you can take the, you know, M-Drive. You can take the lean mode before bed. You know, that's the kind of fat burning supplements that I like to have, is ones with no caffeine in them. And you can take them before bed and, you know, get up looking crazy in the morning. You know, of course you got to keep your stay hydrated, of course, you know, to break down the sups. But I mean, water you definitely need all the time. And that's pretty much, you know, what my stack is. I kind of just went through them again, you know, of what the current one is. So the current stack, the current supplements, I wouldn't even say stack, but the current supplements right now is M-Drive, Lean Mode without the probiotic, because I didn't order from Amazon this time. I actually got it from Vitamin Shop. Really good price, around $24. M-Drive is in the $40 range. If they have a deal, Vitamin Shop, sometimes they have a deal, you know, you buy one, not even buy one. They may have like a 20-25% discount off of it at the time. And I'm really big into deals. And when it comes to supplementation, I'm really big into, if there's a sale on it and you know for a fact that it works for you, that's something I would recommend you doing. And just because a supplement has a sale at the time doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And just say, oh, well, you know, let me get that because it's a good cheap price, you know. Stock up on supplementation when you can, you know, when you have the means to do it, you know, stock up on it. And then, I mean, the way that I purchase supplements, I wouldn't have to purchase another supplement for like another 2 months, because you get it quality and quantity. Remember this, but quantity is something that you want to take a look at, but also always keep an eye on the quality. You know that the supplement works for you. If there's a deal and you know that supplement works, stock up on it. Get like two. And you definitely can take it sparingly. You don't have to take it every day, you know, because you had, of course, when you're taking it when your first time taking it, you know, you see the results coming from it, then, hey, you know, let me get this again next time around. And you know what it does, but every supplement does have its span of working. So, for instance, I would say the GNC Rip Pack when you get lean enough, and this is the same thing with a test booster with a fat burner. The fat burner, like for TX-180 Ignite, let me use that one. TX-180 Ignite version 2. You can use version 1 if you would also. That helps with water retention also. But when you get to a certain point of leanness and it stops, you know, it's not as strong as it was before, because maybe you're someone that doesn't hold that much water. Maybe you're someone that's not, if you're not holding that much fat like that, you know, body fat, then you'll start seeing a slowdown, because that supplement is made for that. The same thing with the GNC Rip Pack. Like, you can take the GNC Rip Pack and you can get the water retention down, you can get lean, and you can take it, and then you're like, you know, this stuff's really, really working really well. But then there's supplements do have a stop, I would say a stoppage point at a time when you get at a certain body fat level. You know, you'll see like a slowdown in it, because it's the supplement is working its course. So, the same as like a weight gainer or a creatine supplement, you can take that for all your days. But of course, you want to, you know, maybe take a week off on it. You know, when you get to a certain point, and you know, it takes time for creatine to leave your body, so you're pretty good on that. I would definitely stay on top of the protein supplementation, the amino supplementation, you know. So one more time. So the stack, I keep getting off subject here, getting off the road. So M Drive, Lean Mode, TX-180 Ignite version 2, TX-180 Alpha version 2. I have a bottle of Long Jack and Maca. And Sure Plus. I still have a little bit of MyoVite left. I have Critical Aminos, Ultimate Aminos, Critical BCAAs. I think it's Critical EAAs. They have Critical EAAs and Critical BCAAs, but the BCAA one, I believe, is the Critical BCAAs, was on sale at the time, a certain flavor. It was on sale. Everything was in the clearance section. And another thing, too, I always look at expiration dates, not just on food, but I definitely look at expiration dates on supplementation. On supplements, I look at that expiration. So, for instance, the GNC Rip Pack, I look at the expiration date on that, and I'm saying, wow, you know, okay, got a long time. So competition season will be here, and sometimes you'll have a little bit of it left, and then the next competition season comes around, and then you're you know, you start taking it again, getting ready for your comp, and you know, whatever you have left, that's when you have to how much quantity you have left, you have to spread that out, you know, the, you know, plan. And if you need to re-up on supplements, then you re-up on supplements. And like I said, Biflex, I take a turmeric supplement. I also have the amino build and magnesium zinc. You know, two vitamins that I definitely take. Man, sometimes I take some vitamin C, but not as much. The same thing with the B vitamins. I really don't take too much of the B vitamin. I'm definitely big on the magnesium zinc. Not saying the other vitamins aren't vital, but you know, you take the vitamins that you there's already B vitamins in the supplements that you're taking now. You don't want to overtake, you know, pretty much of anything. But I'm going to leave it with that. You know, I definitely wanted to get this episode in and talk about supplementation. And trial and error is the key when it comes to supplementation. You know, wherever you are in the world, wherever you're listening from in the world, stay on top of your supplementation. Do what works, you know, do what works. And always, as I said before, stock up on what works when you have the means to do so, you know, and plan out your, you know, supplementation. If you don't have to take it that day, don't take it that day. And, you know, sparingly, you know, spread it out evenly with the training, you know. And if it doesn't work, give it time. Give it time. A lot of people do not give supplements time to work. It's all about time. You have to see if it's working. Don't let 2 weeks go by and say, oh, it's not doing anything. You know, well, as I was saying with the guy who was asking me questions in the GNC, like, I seen him and the body type he had, that, you know, it made it look like that guy really didn't know what he was doing. It seemed like he was just going in the gym doing whatever, you know, because he didn't know what to do and how to train his body. And that goes into also, as I say, like, training and supplementation had to go hand in hand. It's the same way with diet. It's a 50-50 equation. You know, they both have to work, you know, they have to work together. And like I said, give it time. Trial and error. If somebody gives you a recommendation on something, don't jump to it right away. Do your research. And what I mean, do your research, like, read the label. See if it has, like, the, you know, the ingredients that help you out in there. You know, I'm big on Long Jack and maca, you know, Tonkat Ali and maca. Been like that for years. Many, many years. You know, and that's two supplements that help you out. How much caffeine is in it? You know, you want to look at things like that. You know, don't be too, when you take a protein supplement, don't be too focused on the protein content. Sometimes you may want to put a little calories on, see how much calories in it, see how many sugars are in it, you know, carbs, nothing wrong with carbs. A lot of people still fixed on carbs are the enemy when carbs help you out, you know. But I get into that with diet, because the supplementation, the diet, and the training all go hand in hand. And that episode definitely will be coming around in time when we talk about diet. You know, one of the other biggest things, a lot of people, I actually made one, you know, what is a diet to you? But I definitely got that one in there. But I'll talk about my diet, throw that in there, and what I've been eating over the years, and how the journey has been for me on that. You know, because everyone's different. But okay, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening in the world, thank you. For whoever tunes in, whoever gets anything out of this, you know, I'm just sharing my story. And hopefully you tune in next time. And everyone take care. Where I said, wherever you are in the world, wherever you're listening in the world, be safe out there. And I will see you next time. Peace.